Tomorrow, Dan Rather ends his run as anchor of the CBS Evening News. His departure was accelerated by his role in a flawed report on President Bush's military record, and his tenure was marred by a recent magazine article showing that some of his colleagues at CBS, most notably Morley Safer, prefer Rather's network rivals and harbor long-term resentments. Well, all this gets satirist Harry Shearer picturing what must be going on inside CBS News headquarters.
Yes, sir. A lot of memories in here. And in this box, too.
Memories are like rivers, Brother Rather. They both have banks.
Brother Corrald, I didn't see you come back to life.
Oh, I know you've been talking to Ed Murrow from time to time in here.
Well, not to be humping hound rude, but Charles, that's who I was expecting. I mean, cards on the table and legs on the floor. Ed Murrow's the only dead person I'm in contact with. So,
well, you know his schedule. He's spinning these days till at least 7, but there's a special kind of poignancy about an office, isn't there, inside this big impersonal building is a kind of a mountain shack. We spend half our working lives trying to make it like home, and the other half trying to go home.
All very well crafted stuff, Charlie, but I guess I'm a little too emotional right now for sentiment.
Daniel, it's been a long, slow ride from Houston, Texas to Houston Street, New York, and we're not there yet.
Oh, no, sir, Charlie. Let's don't count Dan Rather out just yet. There's still a good few rounds left in his chamber.
Now, there was a man we once filmed down in Cullen Corners, Kentucky. He played the bass mandolin every day for 53 years because he cared too much. He wasn't too fond of the Jews, but...
And you're saying I'm like that man, that I'm leaving 1 year early and one retrospective hour short because, like him, I cared too much.
Oh, he couldn't stand the sight of them.
Charlie?
Now, Brother Corrald had to go tape some promos. That's the weird thing about being deceased. We still have to cut promos.
Brother Reasoner? Well, it's been a long time.
Daniel, at least, I got to be around for the first 3 rounds of budget cuts.
So Murrow really isn't coming tonight?
Last I heard, Brother Rather, he's on assignment. But having toiled in the vineyards of 60 over the years, I thought I had some possibly not too conventional wisdom to impart.
Well, go ahead, sir, please.
Brother Safer is an old lion. You need to get the thorn out of his paw. My suggestion would be a case of a first-growth Bordeaux, but, you know, that's up to your assistant. But just keep in mind, Morley feels insulted by second growths.
No, I remember how he used to look down his nose at my Diet Dr. Pepper. That's a good suggestion, Brother Reasoner.
I mean, look, Daniel, you may not want to fit in there. I know I wouldn't. I mean, when I was at 60 Minutes, the secretaries wore the earrings, not the anchors.
Well, in fairness, Leslie Stahl is always...
I mean, Ed Bradley.
Yes, sir, Brother Bradley.
What's the message he's sending with that? Or do I want to know?
Sir, there are network presidents who wear an earring when they meet with talent and take it off when they huddle with the suits. Maybe Brother Bradley regards the audience as talent.
As for Andy Rooney, he loves antique watches.
And what's Leslie Stahl's preferred china pattern? I mean, Brother Reasoner, if I didn't know better, I'd swear you were running some kind of bridal registry for 60 Minutes anchors.
Hey, look, Daniel. Being dead is bad enough without having to endure withering sarcasm.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Please. This is an emotional time for me. I'm going to miss this place, Harry.
Sure you will, Dan.
I'm going to miss the smell of... Well, we don't have grease paint. We don't have ink. What does this place smell of? It smells like a room full of computers. And, Harry? Well, I should understand cat quick and paper cut deep. The hardest thing in the world for a broadcaster is to sign off. That and a pay cut. But...
Mr. Rather, your boxes will be up here in about 15.
Thanks, Roberta. From the bottom of my heart.
Sure, don't mention it.
Satire from Harry Shearer from his weekly program, Le Show.